pig's food, said the little old woman. You don't mean that.
Yes, I do mean it, the boy answered rudely.
Oh, very well. You will find out when you get to your journey's end, said the old woman to him, just as she had said to his brother. The boy went on until he reached the palace, and he too was led before the king. When the king took off the covering of green leaves, he saw pig's food in the basket instead of beautiful yellow pears. At once the servants took the second boy off and shut him up too. The third basket of pears. As the time went by and the poor man heard nothing from his two sons, he grew very sad. When the youngest boy saw how unhappy his father was, he too felt sad. So one day he asked if he might try to find his brothers. "Do you really think you can find them?" asked the father, who thought that the boy was too young to make such a long journey.
"I don't know, father, but I will do whatever you tell me to do," answered the boy.
The pears were just ripe again, so the man laid the finest of yellow fruit in a basket, covered it with green leaves, and sent the youngest son on his way.